We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks from KCSN, which features three shows each week in Border War, hosted by former Jayhawks guard Jeff Hawkins and Mizzou forward Jarrett Sutton. Ain't No Seats with Ryan Reinhart, Anthony Bax, and Braden Turner. And Booth Review, covering Jayhawks football with Kent Swanson and weekly special guests. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. Stay up to date on all things KU with KCSN. And now, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by 360 Vodka. We are coming down the home stretch here as we finish out the last week of the regular season. In conference play, I'm Jarrett Sutton, joined as always by Jeff Hawkins. And Jeff's time to talk, you know, what I guess is like ho-hum in the Kansas fan base. Another Big 12 outright championship, man. Two wins first off against West Virginia and Texas Tech last night. And Texas losing, Kansas has the outright championship. Does it get old is the first question, because I know it probably doesn't.
No, I guess. I mean, I would say it doesn't get old. Never thought about it that way. It just more just like it feels really good. How about that? Just like
that's right.
It never will get old. I think even when they, you know, they had the streak going, it still didn't get old. It just was, you know, just more intriguing to try to get another one. And obviously that's a big streak that they got to try to get if they're trying to go after that. But it always feels good when you can come out and win one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking it's I'm sure for 17 Big 12 titles in 20 real self, you know, I was thinking today, I'm like, it's hard to even ask, like, oh, what's the best one? I mean, there's just like, there's so many, and it's just different eras. It's old Big 12, the new Big 12.
Yeah.
You look too at how he stacks up against Tom Izzo, Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, but Bill Self, I think it has to be said, I think it's one of the most remarkable runs we've seen in college basketball over a 20-year period of what he's done, particularly in the Big 12, which has been a tough league since you played in the Big 12, since I played in the Big 12. It's always been a great basketball league. We know that. The schools that have been added since, you know, Missouri and A&M and Nebraska left, it's still a great league, as we know. I think it's kind of interesting when you achieve that much success and you're winning that many championships, you do kind of have, like, from an outside perspective, you kind of become numb to it, of just like, well, that's what Kansas is supposed to do. That's what Kansas does. But I think there needs to be a pause of, no, that is an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah.
And to do that for so many years, I think it's why Bill Self is and has been the best coach in America. And I think it's just a dominant run. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, for one, with that, you know, people, they just don't give the Big 12 enough credit, and it makes it seem that, you know, KU is, you know, because, you know, 17 for 20. I mean, that's just, I mean, I really don't think that ever will be done again. I hope it will be done again with the Jayhawks. I'm sure Jayhawk Nation would like that. But that's just, I mean, wow, that's so tough. And, you know, the focus and the amount of preparation to get your guys ready, and for what that takes, I mean, that's remarkable. But to have that many, but I think one thing that people need to really make sure they understand is that the Big 12 is tough. And I think the Jayhawks were very fortunate, and Coach Self, and I'm definitely not taking anything away from him. And you can't take away anything, because I've seen his practices. I've been there, and I see what he takes, and you know the detail they take, the amount of work they put on the detail side of the game behind the scenes that no one sees, to get those guys ready and prepared and mentally locked in. They don't see that side. But I think one thing people don't understand is that the Big 12 is a competitive league, and I know Self has won it. A lot, 17 out of 20, but there's been some good teams, great teams, and that's just a fortunate and great run. But the Big 12 is legit, and they show it year in, year out. And this year, I think the Big 12 is one of the toughest it's been in a while.
I think we've said it before so many times on this podcast, but for me with Coach Self, it's always been the attention to detail, the toughness.
Yeah.
You know, when you watch Bill Self coach, you know, he was a player himself, and you can tell every possession matters to him. You know, no matter the lead, if they're down, if they're up, Coach Self, every possession matters. And that's how he coaches. And I think he's got to, first off, I mean, over the years, just he's been a terrific coach. Before he was at Kansas, he was a great coach. You know, everybody knew his experience with Oral Roberts at Illinois. I mean, he's just been a great coach. But you look now at how he stacks up with Coach K and Roy Williams and Tom Izzo. I found it really interesting that it's 17 Big 12 titles in 20 years for Kansas under Coach Self. Coach K had 13 ACC titles in 42 years. Wow. Roy Williams, 13 ACC and Big 12 titles in his 33 years. And Tom Izzo at 10 Big 10 titles in 28 years. So you start comparing, you know, some of the names that, you know, we associate with the greatest of to ever do it. I mean, Bill Self is up there. And I mean, even like going back to like, I remember Coach Self at Tulsa, you know, and what he did there winning league championships. And it's just amazing to me over his 26 years as a head coach to have 21 first place finishes. I don't think he had a finish either. I don't think he's had a finish in his career outside of the top three. At all his stops as a college basketball coach.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's tough. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's tough. I said that's tough. Like, that's what he preaches. That's tough.
I know. And it just, like, man. You know, Coach Self doesn't get caught up in that stuff. It's one of my favorite things about him. I don't think he really, I mean, sure, it's a flattering thing, and I think he probably gets it all the time of, you know, his records, but he doesn't really focus on that. And I think it speaks to last year winning a national championship.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a week later, it was after the parade, where he got asked a question, you know, about the championship team. And he's like, no, I'm moving on. Like that's what great coaches do.
Yeah.
Just heard Andy Reid say that. I was listening to him, you know, at the NFL Combine, like, yeah, he's on to the next. I mean, that's how great coaches think, that they don't fixate on like, well, okay, yeah, we won it. Now I'm worried about the next wave of players. I'm worried about this team. I'm worried about off season, you know, all that good stuff. And I think Bill Self just manages the program top to bottom so good. And I think it speaks to all the great players that have come through Kansas over 20 years. Players make championships happen. There have been some great players through this 20 years under Coach Self. A lot of them play at the next level that have made this what it is. Is there, when you look at right now, coming off a national championship, different than the 07, you know, run with Mario winning a championship last year, we talked about the differences in those teams. Do you find familiarity with this team compared to last year's team? They've gone through a losing streak, you know, very similar to last year. They lost two first-round draft picks. Yeah. I still think they have two first-round draft picks on their roster right now. I just feel like there's some splitters. Obviously, KJ at the five, a little different than David.
Yeah.
But just kind of that mentality of Jalen Wilson stepping into Ochai Agbaji's role, you know, I think Grady Dick having to play the Christian Brown role and playing it at an elite level for a freshman, and then obviously DeJuan, just the staple. It feels very similar.
Yeah, and I think I think one of the things to me that's similar, obviously the roster and, you know, kind of the makeup of the roster is completely different. And that'll change every year. That's just kind of how it goes unless you bring back your same class and don't have any seniors. But I think the biggest thing that really impresses me and shows me a lot of similarity to this team is that one of the biggest things is that they have been battle tested. Yep. And, you know, you talk about, you know, that three-game losing streak. That's kind of when sometimes teams go down that funk, it can just kind of spiral out of control and you just don't know how to get back focused. And, you know, they were able to get battle tested that way and then play some top key games in the conference just to be able to be able to clinch. So I just think they've been battle tested, and last year's team was battle tested in some stretches to where got, you know, people thought they weren't that good. And this team has been battle tested. And I think they kind of have that same freeness, you know, that just that looseness, which Coach Self really talks about a lot. You know, he loves for his players to play loose. And they just kind of have this looseness feeling similar to last year, just, you know, that playing free. They all like each other. So I think that's a lot of comparison, which is good. And I think to be able to win a championship, you got to have guys that like each other, want to be around each other, and which makes guys want to fight hard for each other. So that's what I would kind of say is the things that I think are a little bit similar to last year's team.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
I look too at just the 17 for Coach Self, the recruitment of guys that, you know, have that chip, that edge, the toughness,
yeah,
the intangible traits, the coachability, the ability to handle adversity. I think it can't be overstated just how Coach Self does it. And the guys he's bringing, he does it differently than other coaches. I think there's been a lot of coaches that have looked to him of how he's doing it. But I think Coach Self just has, I do think there's, it's not just the X's and O's that he has and the ATOs and the adjustments at half and his ability to motivate, which I think is one of his best qualities. And I think the ability to teach, and I think the ability to push guys in the right way and then understanding how to put kind of his arm around him and be positive and be encouraging. I think he has a great pulse of all.
Yeah.
It's 64 conference championships for the program, which I think is just a phenomenal statement of what makes Kansas, you know, blue blood, and I think it's why Coach Self, you know, talked about there's nothing like Kansas when he took the job.
Yeah.
And I still think, you know, he says those same things to this day. When you talk about just like Coach Self evolving over the years, from different teams he's had, what would you say, like, is there anything that jumps out of just how he's done it, how he's had to evolve to with the NIL world, the changing of the rules? It feels like he's never made an excuse for anything. I think there's time, like the one and done conversation, right? There was so much made of that back. And, you know, when I was in college, you know, years back, of like, you have to get one and done. So you have to get one and done.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he actually kind of leaned that way and then kind of came back. And I mean, 20 years, there's a lot to cover of just how the game's evolved and how he's played certain ways. And he's also changed how he's done it too. Is there anything that jumps out of things that, you know, you look to for Coach Self over this 20-year run that makes him what he is?
Yeah, I mean, again, you talked about it, just his, it's just really his ability to evolve. I mean, I forget who I was talking to, but we were talking old school two game. Geez, I'm sure it's going to come to me in a second, or obviously when we get off of this pod. But we were talking about just, you know, when we first got, when Coach Self first got there, you know, two game, it was, you know, high-low action. And, you know, now when you look at, you know, how he's evolved from when he first got there, which was more of a slower style to more faster style now, and you see those bigs, you know, a lot of those bigs had to be able to catch it, make moves with their back to the basket. And now if you can, you know, screen that high pick and roll from either the top of the key or the side ball screen in the corner, and you can roll hard and be able to catch a lob, I mean, he's evolved in that type of sense as well too. Just so I just think his ability to evolve, and you know, he started out with two game and, you know, went to more of a ball screen action, which they do a lot of ball screen handoff action. So, and obviously I just think it's almost like he's evolved, but he's also just kind of maintained, because that's just kind of who he was in his game. You know, his ATOs were always on point. What he did with halftime adjustments, you know, he's still doing that and growing and getting better with that. I just know when the team's down or in a funk at half and at the first half, and when they're coming out that second half, I know they're going to get out of it, because I've seen what he does in those situations. So, you know, for him to in game situations, and his mind is, you know what a lot of people would say is he has a beautiful mind when it comes to the game of basketball, just the way he thinks it and sees it 10 steps ahead, and just how he approaches it off the court. I mean, everything about Coach Self when it comes to the game, and, you know, watching him evolve to not really, I would say he was kind of shy when he first got here, but the guy's never really been shy. He's always, you know, be able to light up a room when he walks in, and you can kind of tell whenever he's walked in a room that he's kind of controlled that room. Probably when he first got there, he was still trying to figure his way. We got to see that Coach Self, but, you know, just his walk is definitely different when he first walked in into how he walks now. I can definitely.
You have that in perspective. Yeah, That's a good
it's not a bad thing.
That's right.
It's just ability to evolve and stay current with the times. And, you know, you talked about it with the one and done. Everybody said, well, that's the new thing, and NIL. So it's just ability to evolve. And I think with Coach Self, the unique thing about him is if he even didn't go those route, he's going to get guys that come in and they're tough, and they, like you talked about, pay attention to detail. And he can milk a lot out of players and get, to me, more out of players than what most coaches can. So, but still, when he evolves with the times and can kind of play a fair game with some of these other coaches, it just makes him even tougher. But he's a guy that – Coach Self's a guy that I think, you know, he can coach your team and beat you with his players that he recruited. So he's just that type of guy. He's a winner, and he's just evolved over time, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a run he's been on. Let's transition, dive into these two games they play.
Yeah.
They beat West Virginia at home, and I thought that was a pretty impressive win of just how they closed that game, yeah. not allowing West Virginia to get a shot off. And then obviously the turnover piece, I think, was a huge part of that game, being able to force the 21 turnovers. West Virginia only had 9 assists. I mean, it was a game. West Virginia was battling, shocker, you know, Bob Huggins' team. They're going to compete. Eric Stevenson, Trey Mitchell, Emmett Matthews, like those guys have been around. They've been guys that have been at different stops. But I thought for Kansas, that starting five really carried them in that game.
Yeah,
I think the play of DeJuan Harris just jumps out in that game. I thought he was the best player on the floor. With 17 points, he had 6 rebounds, he had 6 assists, he had 6 steals too. Gosh, I forgot about steals. So, I mean, you talk about stuff in a stat sheet, man. Like, that's just game-changing stuff when your point guard's doing that. I know Kansas fans always talk about, man, you know, they want DeJuan to score more, but I know they know the value he brings. But that West Virginia game, it's exactly, you know, the player that, and DeJuan got banged up at the end. And so that to me just speaks. We say it all the time, like DeJuan is the straw that stirs the drink. He's the engine.
Yeah.
And man, just another incredible performance from him against West Virginia.
Yeah. And, you know, when you talk about West Virginia, that's one of the things that stands out, and it's DeJuan Harris. And another thing is, you know, Huggy Bear gets, I forget what it is. I mean, right. I think if he gets a win in the field house, he gets,
it's a bonus in his contract.
Yeah. So, exactly. I mean, you just got to expect every time they're playing, like, he's going to make sure that scout report is done just the way he likes it. Because, I mean, that's a big paycheck. But I think that's another factor. Obviously, when West Virginia comes in the field, it's always going to be a tough one because Huggy Bear is going to really bring it out. But DeJuan, I think, you know, you talked about those 5 starters really carrying them. But, you know, DeJuan, when he can – like when DeJuan can score the way, I mean, 17 points, that's great. And, you know, you talk about the Kansas fan, hey, he needs to score. But I think realistically, because there's a crazy stat, I think that when DeJuan scores 4 points or more, they're undefeated. So
there's a funny, like, stat for everything. It's so good.
I know it is. You know, it'll be so funny because I'll be talking with my brother and we'll be talking about it. And he'll be like, if he's not watching, he's like, how's the game going? I'd be like, hey, we're good. We're about to win this game, man. DeJuan got 6 points. So, like, well, if he has 3, we're like, come on, DeJuan, you just need 1 more point. We got the win.
Get to the line.
But when he is aggressive and not going to hunt down his shot, but just aggressive as far as I'm going to make sure the defense has to play honest, which is going to open up other players as well, too, if he keeps the defensive honest. And I think he's really starting to understand that. And I think while he's understanding that, he's seeing that, man, I can score a little bit easier out of this as well too. He's seeing some things as well too. So but when DeJuan plays that great, they're gonna win, in my opinion, because obviously when he's scoring at a high rate like he is and dishing the ball out, getting to his spots and finding other players and then doing it on the defensive end as well too. He makes those guys go. And I know this was a tight one down the stretch. West Virginia didn't get a shot off. And I think the Jayhawks could have squeaked away because I thought West Virginia, at one point, I thought they were just going to pull up for the 3 and it was going to be done and they couldn't get a shot up. But, again, that just goes to show, you know, how the Jayhawks lock in deep down the stretch when it comes to a defensive possession. But you got to tip your hat off to DeJuan here for sure.
Great teams find ways to win close games, and so when at home, road, you know, Kansas is now 25-5, and they're 13-4 in league play. And I mean, so many of those, particularly in league play, let's be honest. I mean, they've been close games.
The
league is,
it's tough.
Kansas won the league, and they won it in a very tough games that they're, you know, pulling out wins against Oklahoma and Iowa State and Texas Tech and West Virginia. I mean, it feels like everybody they play outside of, I guess, K-State, I mean, there are a lot of games that are just close games, and Kansas shuts the door and finds ways to close. I do think a positive – so for me, it's a positive for Kansas moving forward and maybe something that's a concern moving forward. I want to get your thoughts on. They beat Texas Tech. They got Texas coming up. I think Kevin McCuller is playing at such a high level. Like, he's been very consistent, scoring the ball, defending pass. I mean, like, good passes, good decisions. I feel like he's so comfortable now, and he just keeps getting better and better. I mean, obviously, you know, if he's making threes, that's great and gravy, but I think the cutting, the transition finishing, being around the rim for offensive rebounds, stick backs, playing off the one, like, I just feel like he's done a nice job of, and I think it's a consistency thing, like, that these last four or five games, it feels like, that Kansas has been in some close ones, he's the guy that's made some plays, and he did the other night against Texas Tech, just being in the right place at the right time, those 50-50 balls matter, and I feel like he's always been in the mix, so I think that's a very much a positive. I think the one concern we talked about, and I think it showed in the West Virginia game. I was at the Kansas, the bench depth. You could tell there's a frustration sometimes for Coach Self of just guys he puts in the game that I just, you know, Coach Self, if he does not trust you,
to
do something that breaks down, or it's a game plan breakdown, or it's a scouting.
You're not gambling.
He's bringing you out. Like, he's giving you a chance, and you're not going to take the chance, so you're coming out. And I appreciate it, because coach would be like, well, I got to find another. And he's like, I'll roll with five.
Yeah,
let's do it that way. But he's, every game he gives guys chances. Every game he's gonna give different guys a chance. And I still think it's Bobby and Yesufu, like Pettifer. Those two guys, to me, they're guys that have been around and they might have a chance. And I think they've had better moments. Obviously the bigs are still developing with Zubi and Uday. Like I think they're gonna be fine over time. But man, the depth. And the bench is the one area that I think is a little bit different than teams in the past, but I still don't think I would overlook Kansas at all.
Yeah,
because they have ways to win these games, even when games when they haven't had the depth. And oh, by the way, they won games when Jalen Wilson hasn't played well, which I think is another great sign.
Yeah, hey, and I'll touch on a couple of those points. I'll hit the bench and you know how they. Still, to me, the Jayhawks, even if they do get in foul trouble, you look at that Texas Tech, Adams 33, Wilson 38, Dick, that sounds funny when I say that, Dick 35, Harris 38 minutes, McCullough 37 minutes. Those are high minutes and no bench production. But I do know if you do get into foul trouble, because if they're not in foul trouble, I think, like, right, Coach Self just going to roll with what he has to roll with. And if they do get in foul trouble, Coach Self still has showed that he can still make adjustments and still be able to make the right type of adjustments to still maybe squeak away and come out on top if he has to give guys other minutes. And I think, you know, you talk about that bench, and, you know, we've talked about the bench this whole year. And, again, I think that's kind of what Coach Self is going to kind of go to in the back of his pocket. But then, you know, you look late in the season, those are high minutes, and so you want those guys, those bench guys, to be able to step up. You got some young guys, but Pettifer, who was, you know, battled some injuries last year, so you can kind of say he's not really that sophomore type, so, you know, he's still trying to figure it out from an experience standpoint. But Yesufu, you know, you look at Yesufu, who, you know, had a good stretch, you know, earlier in the season where he had a couple good games. But you just want, you know, you spoke about it best. It's those keywords like consistency. You just want to see some consistency with that bench. For 1 minute, you see, you know, Uday doing good things. And now, you know, can't trust him in that game type. So I think that's what, you know, they're still trying to find and, you know, kind of wait for some of these guys to really step up. And I don't think it's anything that Coach Self can, you know, say or do. Is, I think those players just, you know, have to kind of figure it out on their own. And, you know, they have all the tools and the necessary things they need. They just got to, you know, kind of look themselves in the mirror and take it up a couple notches. And then, you know, kind of speaking on that point on McCullough. And I think the thing about McCullough, what he's doing, and I think his success, is he's just doing the little things. And, you know, it takes a lot of self-control, I would say, for a player to step out of what they may want to do to accept to do the little things. And he's done the little things, and he started, like you said, he's starting to figure it out. And, you know, sometimes when you do the little things, you get rewarded in the point column. But when you can do things and rebound and defend, and, you know, he's really, you know, I really like that, you know, he's kind of a freshman, but he's not a freshman because he's new. But, you know, his ability to lead because his experience in playing in big games. But he's a guy that just does the little things, and they need someone that's going to be willing to do the little things, but also has the ability to do big, great things when he has the ball in his head.
No question. I know your role, do your job.
Yes, simple. Yes.
Simple stuff. Kevin does that, plays like a leader and a vet, as an experienced player would. Canes has one more. They go to Texas on Saturday. They close out the regular season portion of their schedule in league play, and then they turn the page to Kansas City, where they'll be the one seed in the Big 12 tournament, and then it's on from there. And we had it's here. It's we're excited to talk about season play, and we'll dive into all of that. So we'll get into Big 12 play, and obviously the NCAA tournament, which is the biggest one out there. So, Jeff, always appreciate your insight, man. Good luck to your Pembroke Raiders as you guys get compete in districts and on with you in your postseason as well.
Let's go. Go Hawks, go Raiders.
That's right. All right, Jeff. Talk to you next week.
See you, man.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.